Hello everyone, this is Mistress Brighton, and today I'd like to talk to you about my latest blog post titled, This is a Kink Shaming Free Zone, Celebrate Your Fetish, which you can read at enchantrixtees.com. Now, I've wanted to do this blog post for a while now. I wanted to do it last week, but it got pushed to the back. Put on the back burner because we had some celebration and promotion going on, which I've had a blast with. But I definitely want to talk to all my readers today about kink shaming. Now, if you don't know what kink shaming is, it is defined in Urban Dictionary as disrespecting or devaluing a person for their particular kink or fetish. Doesn't sound very fun, does it? I don't think so either. As a matter of fact, I have been known to laser eye people who make fun of others for their fantasies, right before I lock them in a closet full of electric eels. Nobody wants to be shamed for what they like or what gets them off, and not being shamed is exactly why you call us, right? I mean, at least I would hope so. And I just want you to know that I understand completely. I know you call to unwind, let your hair down, wear your panties, and tell me all your dirty secrets. The things you can't tell your wife or girlfriend. Things you would be ashamed to tell your friends or family. Things that you wouldn't even dare tell your best friend. And it's important to me that I have your trust, because I want you to be able to confide in me. So you will never see me frown or turn my nose up at your kink. Like getting bent over with strap-ons? Good, because I like using them. It doesn't matter to me if you like fucking aloe vera plants or sticking an entire blueberry popsicle up your ass or wearing your wife's panties in a blonde wig and calling yourself Deborah. I will not ever laugh at your kink, unless, of course, you want me to. Which is something different entirely. Kink shaming is not the same as humiliation. It's one thing if you want to call me and you want me to berate you while you fuck a fresh-baked sweet potato pie with your tiny dick. And it's another thing entirely if you call to confide in me and I shame you for what you love, which is why you're calling. You don't want to get someone on the other end of the line and they're like, you know what? You're disgusting. I don't want to talk to you. How dare you like sucking cock? When you call me, this is basically a judgment-free zone. I want to hear your fantasies. I like getting to know you better. I want to talk to you. I want to find out what makes you tick. I want you. I like it when you tell me your secrets, and I will never violate your trust or privacy. I mean, it's one thing if you want me to blog about you, but if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine too. I know how hard it is to live in a world where you're forced to hide the person that you are behind the person society expects you to be. So when you're with me, when you're talking to me, I want you to let it all go. When you do a session with me, I want you to relax. I want you to let go of your fears. And I want you to know that my femdom boudoir is a safe place for your kink and whatever form of expression makes you feel good. Leather fetish, stocking fetish, foot worship, strap-on play, spankings, or even humiliation. You do not have to hold your tongue when you're speaking with me. You don't have to hold back. You can tell me everything, and I want to hear about it. I want you to enjoy yourself and enjoy your time with Mistress. Always remember that. So if you'd like to call me and tell me all your secret fantasies, you can reach me at 1-800-601-6975. I'll be waiting for you. And until next time, this has been Mistress Brighton at enchantrixtees.com. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.